Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We want it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
banger.
Keep the heads ringing.
calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller, let's take some calls from the request line. Caller.
I'm back tonight. price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. They yo, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust the soul, that's all I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King.
Exclusive hot new mix.
Never happened.
Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
FatItUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. FatItUp has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.fatitup.com. That's shop.fatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.fatitup.com. That's shop.fatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. FatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
West Coast.
Turn up your
sound.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep me so
thirsty. But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio.
True West Radio, what the fuck's up? Friday, we got a late start, you know what I'm saying? 6:30 start, you know what I mean? Nigga, I'm sitting up here fucking with JoJo, and you know what happens when you fuck with JoJo. You fuck around and they get that goddamn...
He went to sleep. He went into a chronic nap.
Come on. He came over there with them 15 different herbs, huh?
Yeah, this nigga always, like he did when he came over last time, when you was here, nigga.
Oh, he left us both sleeping. Now he just left you sleeping.
Yeah, that motherfucker. It was me. I was on a solo mission. It was only like a little 30-second nap, but nonetheless. I told that nigga I ain't smoking no more weed with him. What the hell's going on, y'all?
What's going down?
Not too much. You made it home?
I hear him now. I'm up here in Sturgis, South Dakota.
That nigga say Sturgis.
Yeah, you know, the bike rally?
Over here
on the Grand Rapids. Yeah, South Dakota.
What? They ain't having that shit right now, huh?
Nah, that's just a kickoff. We just looked it up. It kick off August 4th to August 14th.
So y'all getting ready to stay up there till then?
Hell nah, nigga. We just slide through.
I'm about to stop tomorrow
and I'm going to head to Chicago for a few days. Then I'm going to head back to Dallas.
Motherfucker, blind man do more traveling than me.
But I'm going to see. August 4th to August 14th, I need to be up here with that green. That's where it's going, the money going to be. It'll be, I get rich.
Yeah, I know, huh? I'm gonna have to make a trip.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank True West Radio for being the first platform to give the Triple Boss Boys their first interview. Thanks for the support. We ran into a great situation yesterday. They want to one single, Def Jam, digital distribution with an option. If the distribution song does well, they'll have a label deal. So everything is looking promising. They did that out there in Dallas last night. They went up against the big dog to Dallas.
I didn't put no claps or nothing on there, but congratulations to them cats. I heard about that.
Congratulations.
I worked hard. Many hours, many days to get them to where they was at, and they showed out on everybody out there.
Well, as long as they don't forget about us, us little folks over here.
That's why I jumped online, because that's what you call it. They're tired out because they've been traveling all day, and they got to get ready for a TV interview. They're going to be on a magazine cover. I'll keep you updated with that, keep you updated with the project, so... It's looking real, real good now. So everything is up from here.
See, that's what happens. See, you know, everybody's gonna come up out of this motherfucker with something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We ain't just doing True West Radio in vain. I love it.
That's what's up.
Man.
I got another hot artist whenever y'all go back to doing interviews. I got a real guy. He's got a solid-ass project, one of the ones I ain't heard in a long time. It came solid. He got a solid project.
Oh, we do an interview anytime.
Well, I get with him this weekend and probably schedule something for like Wednesday. He just made it back from Cali, so I let him get his rest and stuff like that. But yeah, he got a real thorough album. Y'all gonna like it. And he got a dedicated song to you called "Cali Vibes Scratch." So you gonna be that's gonna be your heavy rotators, man. He got a Cali vibe. He got a cat from Cali on there too. So it's what you call it? He's out of Texarkana. He's the best kept secret, man. Trust me, you're going to like it. Cali Vibe is going to be your heavy rotation.
I love it. Yeah, I'm with that. Hell yeah. Well, I mean, you know, anything that sounds good, I love. But, you know, we got something to do with Cali, you know, I love it.
Real talk. Real talk.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm up here with
Hello,
Jojo,
JoJo Loco, boy. JoJo Loco going to have a banger, too. Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah,
stay tuned,
I know.
Shit.
And we, you know, I mean, we working, we just, you know, taking it one step at a time.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna stop hitting this nigga weed. That's all.
Yeah, I got it.
I think he told me to smoke one blunt, man. I'm already on my 10th blunt.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sitting up here trying to smoke with this nigga, and that motherfucker make a nigga eyes close.
Yeah, I'm sitting up there last night, and I'm sitting up there, and I'm about to have sleep, and old girl called. She crying. I think she crying because she done got robbed by somebody out there in Dallas. Now I'm really feeling bad because I'm trying to get Booty to go out there with her, and she crying. She talking about we won. I sat up there and said, don't be calling crying with them goddamn it Kyle Rittenhouse damn tears. And I'm thinking you done got robbed out there because you ain't never been to Dallas in your life. And you going to have me really feeling bad.
She won what?
The kids won. The mama was crying because they won. She didn't believe they were going to win. I said, what did I tell y'all when I took y'all to Memphis and y'all won a little third place and y'all didn't pull it off? I said, that was y'all first time performing. They was all sad and man, we ain't going to never make it. I said, hey, man, let me tell y'all what. Y'all dealing with me, don't never tell me what you ain't going to. You can't and ain't a word in the army. That's what I told them.
Right,
I said,
you
got to believe in yourself. I can't believe in y'all if you don't believe in yourself. I said, pick your head up, man. Y'all had one microphone because they done had three mics and y'all pulled it off. So they learned from that.
I need to check my cash out. Hey, look, check this out. Motherfuckers say, okay, it's a tribute and you could win like $1,000. And it said, a blind lady, she lost her dog, she lost her pencil, and she lost her purse. What did she lose first?
She lost her sight first.
Yep. $1,000.
No, don't believe that scam. They get your Cash App information, they going to drain your bank account. You better
not
follow
me.
Out what's going on.
Not me.
Yeah, you. You fall for any of that damn time out, you going to win some money in your Cash App, $750. It's supposed to hit your Cash App, $1,000 Walmart card is waiting on you. A naked woman waiting on you on the pole with goddamn it hair on her arms and not on her coochie if you believe any of that bullshit. You gonna get
it ain't me, my boy.
Hey, everyone sent all money to all of them, that's how he know.
God, he done been
on your behalf. On your behalf, because you were the blind man.
Hey, you out of line.
Now he's traveling around the world trying to catch up to his money.
Nigga, where the fuck that money at? Nigga, I've been looking for this money. Been around the world and now,
Hey,
I can't find my money.
Hey, you out of line if you shot on my bag, because you knew I was going to find it. And you had to move to the left, move to the right.
Yeah.
Move out the way.
Take three steps back.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this motherfucker. Nah, my business partner did that shit. So I was like, all right. I'm like, just give me $500 because I believed in you. Nigga, hey, confetti.
Yeah.
The motherfucking lotto is over $1 billion.
Hey, when is it? Tomorrow or tonight?
It's tonight. And a matter of fact, I think we probably need to go up there real quick because that's at like 7:30.
Yeah, we about to pull over.
We have to go to the store real quick. I'm about to put on a goddamn song and call a damn. Let me call from my cell phone. Ah, fuck it. I ain't tripping. I ain't going to win any goddamn way.
Never know.
It's the time.
Huh?
It's the time to buy it, huh?
Yep. They got to buy it by 7:30. It was like 7:15. About 7:15. Ain't nobody gonna win tonight.
Let me, you say 7:30? What time is it?
7:15 out here.
Oh, God, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Right, right.
Gotta be in it to win it, but when a motherfucker fuck around and spend like $10-$20. Now you $10-$20 poor. I'm good.
Hey, Snook.
But if you hit,
no, we gotta stop by the gas station. My ticket, man. Huh?
Then we bought a ticket. We bought the tickets. It was like
$6. No, he's got 15 minutes. Huh? I know. I can't speak.
Oh, we just left a gas station. I can't speak.
But you said on the sign it said food and camping. I know. I can't speak.
That's crazy.
Like I can speak.
I ain't fucking with it. I wait because ain't nobody gonna win. So. I got a couple more days. Ain't nobody gonna win.
I hope I'm that nobody.
And you keep him off that Vegas tip, Scratch. Scratch,
huh?
Keep him off that Vegas tip. He stayed out there all night long trying to guess which damn cup the ball was under. He was on top of the cup all the time.
It wasn't no ball under the cup.
He was on top of the cup.
Oh, Lord.
Right, right.
God damn it, how come I can't find this ball?
God damn.
I can picture you on the Bozo show, confetti, trying to throw the ball in bucket number 6. Trying to win your
right.
Birthday cake.
Right,
that's
right,
my guy.
Right. Hey, you might can see the bucket, but you can't see the goddamn stick. You're
going to
hit the wrong bucket, too.
Hell, I can't see the bucket either. Hell, shit. I don't know if it's a 6'9 or a 6'9. I wouldn't know because I look and see the rainbow hair. I'm going to think it's goddamn 6'9.
Hey, you know, the only thing that Confetti said he saw was the microphone.
He said what?
When you was getting ready to do his goddamn hook. This motherfucker said,
yeah.
I can see the microphone.
He seen that girl in his video in the swimming pool.
Yeah,
hey, I guess see like maybe a little shadow of the where was it? I can see that motherfucker.
He seen that girl in that swimming pool, but I can tell you that. Girl, I seen where you had his hands at.
Hold it on.
I didn't say he saw the girl in the swimming pool.
I didn't see none of that. Everybody told me she looked good, though. That's all I know.
Well, I hope. So, you know, you seen that one in Biggie Small video. That wasn't no damn girl.
You was looking
y'all
at
seen
right?
That online? That wasn't even no damn girl on that Biggie Small video.
Mm-mm. That I bet you that's a badass feeling when a nigga just got this girl and he just all into her and shit. And then you be like, damn, how come I ain't got no pussy yet? And it be a dude?
Yeah, bro. Look at that Juicy video. Go look at the Juicy video and you see the one with the little crop top top sitting in the front with the headband. That's a damn dude.
Mm-mm.
Dude done got some titties. He done went and got some titties done.
Oh, no.
Puff got him front row.
Oh, no.
Watch it when y'all get off the
Mike,
show.
Mike tell me that was his job, like when he was doing casting. That was his job to catch shit like that.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. I'm glad I'm married and I ain't trying to touch on nothing.
I'm gonna leave you alone, Confetti. I ain't gonna bomb on you tonight. I'm gonna let you make it. I'm gonna stall you out, Debo.
I'm gonna spare you.
I was gonna finish him like Mortal Kombat, but I'm gonna spare you, Confetti.
All right, see you. Get on your dive, goddammit.
Mike need to have you helping them screen. You had to have your stick. Ooh, oh, wait a minute. That stick longer than mine. Hold on. You ain't no woman.
<Uh-oh>.
I had to get you, Confetti.
Hey, look.
This nigga sit out here
and he got them goddamn... He got the herbal tea with him. Still there trying to get us some hot water. Nigga put the goddamn herbs in his mouth, right? That nigga was talking to me. He put the herbs in his mouth and start talking French. What the fuck you just say? That nigga, as soon as he put them herbs in his mouth, that nigga was talking a whole different language. Then he came over with scratchy walks, huh?
No, I got to leave Confetti alone. He attacked me as soon as I jumped in on the interstate. He ran me off the roads. I had to sit up there and come back. I got back on at the next exit.
Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. Man, where 86 at, man?
86 probably tired. 86 been working all day. I talked to him about noon, and then that was it. I got to
worry about it. Hold on, man.
I got to edit these photos, man. I did all the photos yesterday, so that burnt me out. So I got to edit all these photos between tonight. Got to get his website built, so I'll be a tired soul.
Did you start already?
Where my Tula at?
Well, who?
Trulia.
I don't know what Trulia.
Where Sweet Pea at?
I don't know where Sweet Pea at.
Well, late. You got me, JoJo, Hell Love in here.
Yep, that's it. And Confetti.
Confetti.
Hold on, let me see what Trulia. You know goddamn well she's been in there. She probably called it sick.
What's going on out there in the West Coast? Y'all tell me something, JoJo. Tell me something.
Nigga, show states and bad breaks on mine.
Yeah. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Well, let me see what true got. She might have called it sick.
And then dealing with these motherfuckers trying to get me some child support for a baby that's not mine.
No.
Oh, hell no. Shit.
We on the job right now.
I gotta go talk to the child support people and figure out
how to do it. Shit, they tried that with me. I said, you better try 9 months and 9 niggas before me. kids. Hey, I'm lying.
The cool part about it is they know who the fuck is because he picked the DNA. Like, well, why are y'all fucking with me? Just take my name off the first kid because I thought it was a
no harm. You got to stick me like that. Go back 9 months and nine niggas before me, and you got your suspect.
That nigga say 9 months and nine niggas before me.
You got to understand, folks, this is a big-ass truck, and it's fucking about it. It's small, and it's a lot of fucking
cars.
It's a car right there.
Check that mouse over there.
Yeah.
Julia's in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Julia Monroe.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the show was starting late. I would have been on.
What the business is?
What's up, Sweet Pea?
Oh, at the hotel we're going to?
Yeah. Who all online?
Oh, okay.
Nigga, we got a full house, damn well. Mr. Edwell. Motherfucking JoJo. DJ Evelyn. Goddamn Confetta. You as we be.
Oh, confetti you ain't in the mountains, huh?
Nah, we trying to get fucked. We go goddamn getting out of her room and might grab a ticket. And I ain't even ready, like Kim Jong said. I ain't even ready. We still trying to debit. They tripping on us debit to get a lot of tickets.
This nigga on a world tour, nigga. Can't see what's going there.
I told you most places don't do that.
Shit.
He really trying to get
his motherfucking $1 billion. He ain't playing.
Right.
He trying to eat on the world. He on the world tour, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get me a lottery ticket.
Well, you only got a few more minutes.
Yeah, I know, right?
If I hit a billion dollars, I'll pay them motherfuckers back twice.
Right.
Nigga, if I win $1 billion, I'm just gonna buy the lottery company.
So you say we hit, you gotta pay what back? Disability.
You gonna pay your disability back.
What you mean? How much of it?
They gonna say you financially stable now.
Hold on. That shit just happened. What you mean? Ain't like I've been financially stable.
They gonna say you financially stable now.
Nigga, that should be fucked up if you win a lottery and you gotta pay the money back.
You do.
No, you ain't got to pay it. No, you don't.
Get the fuck out of here.
If you keep getting it, why you got it? That's what I'm talking about.
You gonna pay it back.
Nigga, the lottery right now, that shit is at over $1 billion, right?
Hey, man, that's messed up.
At the end of the day, if you won, you only going to get like $400 million.
I understand it.
Hell no. If that shit $1 billion, nigga, you getting about 800 million.
That's what I meant.
Right.
You're going to lose a day. If you won, nigga, you only going to get like $400 million of that shit.
No, you ain't got to pay no damn disability.
They better give me my other half.
Hey, only everywhere going to keep getting his check once he hit. He's going to try to be slick and keep getting his check, huh?
Where my Social Security at?
That's everywhere. Once he hit, he going to keep getting his money.
Confetti.
Fuck it.
You still going to be ringing that bell outside of Walmart at Christmas time. With $1 million mink coat on. Out of cold. And you ain't even got to be out there. $1 million chinchilla in the third global zero, and I'm out here ringing this bell.
Hey, what are you trying to say? Dirty, dirty Dallas, huh?
You dedicated to the Salvation Army Bell Ringers Association. $1 million man.
Hey, I'll be out there like
me,
you.
Hey, Santa, can
you,
I put that coat on for a minute, too? You can put it on.
You can be on the other door. Be the
can
other
I get my coat back?
Confetti gonna be like Eddie Murphy on Trading Places.
Hey, everywhere gonna be another door. Trying to get it.
Y'all motherfuckers is crazy, bro.
Hey, cause they only everywhere he finding ways to make money. He just getting creative over there. He got plenty of time to be creative. he gonna have his next hottest artist on the can, promoting it. Working for the Salvation Army.
And Confetti gonna go cash his check in, tell him he wanted the all penny roll so it can't be free. He gonna still be trying to buy penny candy over there at the Dollar Tree. No one ever went up to $1.25.
That nigga say he gonna cash his check for penny rolls. Yeah, let me get $1,300
worth of penny rolls. He gonna throw a 50-piece penny roll up on the counter and keep the change. He gonna buy a nail later and two jawbreakers and tell him keep the change. Throw a 50-piece up there.
No, everywhere. The only person gonna keep getting it, but the only person gonna keep getting his Social Security check.
Hey, y'all got me fucked up, nigga. We done talked about this before, nigga. I go to the strip club with some penny rolls. I be fucking them bitches up. Wow! Nigga throwing $1 worth of goddamn pennies at a goddamn stripper.
Now, Confetti gonna throw about four of them up there and say, hey, y'all take that and y'all split it even.
Nah, I'll make it even more fucked up.
Depends on how you throw it up there. It might slip or get hit in the head and get a concussion.
I'm throwing the same thing. I'm just going to break the penny rolls open and just start throwing all the pennies. I can see them bitches out there trying to pick all the pennies up.
I can see
you know,
I told you it was too late.
It was too late?
Boy, they already had it going, bro.
Oh, they already had it.
Oh, hey. Damn.
We didn't miss it.
Whatever amount we on or whatever.
I'm on the same subject, but I'm just going. So you don't think if you threw $1,000 worth of pennies at a bitch up on the goddamn stripper pole, they won't pick them up?
Y'all know damn well Elvin already tried that shit. He threw the pennies. He threw the pennies up there. And that was his way for the girl to slip, hurt herself.
Let me tell the story. This is what really happened, y'all.
Hey, he
invited me to Dallas. I went to the strip club now. I spent all my ones. All I had was pennies left. And Confetti was throwing IOUs, and the bouncer came over there about to put us out. So I had to reach in my pocket and throw some money. They said, as long as we throwing money, it's all right, because my IOU was laying it up on the ceiling fan. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Where you had it? Put it back where you had it.
No. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
And the reason we got put out, because he didn't spell IOU right. He had a counterfeit IOU note.
86 in the building. Your brother is crazy as hell.
I clean it up tomorrow, man. Don't worry about it.
Confetti wrote the owl. You know, he said E Y E O and U. That owl, you know.
Everywhere I know he put them chicks up there, goddamn slips, so he can try to get a case. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
He ain't get no money. Throwing them goddamn pennies at the strip club. You know better than that everywhere.
Hey,
that
look.
Shit didn't work.
I'm gonna tell you some real shit. So we went to the strip party, right? Thinking the girl, she looking all nice, and I don't give no nigga. I had like $3. I swear, nigga, I was broke. I had $3. Do you know I kept on putting that dollar in that G string? And then steal the motherfucker back. So well, that's what I kept doing with the girls all night. I put the guy, that dollar up in that motherfucker, and then I get all close to him, and I fly that dollar right out there, motherfucker. Nigga, so I was at a strip club with like $1. I'm telling you, nigga. No, it wasn't a club. It was just a strip party. So I get off all up on them and shit. Like I put that dollar in their shit. And then when they getting all kinky, nigga, I take the dollar back.
I just need a permit. We had to park a long way away in this damn truck park.
Well, that's not no fun.
Shit, that was fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And look, all my niggas, they saw that shit. They said, that nigga scratch these. Giving her a dollar and taking the dollar back.
Perkins right there, too. He got food now. Perkins.
I don't know. Y'all ain't up on games. You know what I'm saying?
We just know what to look for when we take you to a strip club.
Yeah. You just stay in there every day. They give me free lap dance. 86, you had to come in there every day and hunt for me. I'm in there every day. 12 noon to 12, 2 o'clock in the morning.
All the way back down.
Oh,
okay.
Now, like, you didn't
take
half love with you.
Oh, man, he ain't moving.
Oh, yeah, he had fun. Hell love or have fun?
Somebody
could
have whipped my ass out.
Take half love to the strip club with you,
man.
Right,
hold on, man. Let me navigate this
corner
first.
Just make sure you don't take lotion and his tissue.
I said, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a gang of counterfeit one. I don't even like strip clubs. I'm just going to make a lot of counterfeit ones and make it rain like a motherfucker.
Black man, a woman, black woman.
As soon as they touch a dollar, they're going to be like, oh, this shit's fake. Get him out of here.
They ain't going to know, nigga. By the time they figure out, nigga, they got counterfeit dollars, I'll be long gone.
Damn.
I get one of them money machines. You know, the motherfucker, they be shooting the paper, and the paper, they be flying.
Ain't alone.
Nigga, I have a gang of counterfeit ones. I'm about to get a million. I'm going to go on a strip club with a goddamn, the whole motherfucking suitcase full of counterfeit ones. And make it rain snap.
We got a baller in here. We're going to be throwing money on one side. They're going to be selling the money from the other side. Like, I'm going to give them the bank.
Man,
take the money.
Man, I picked my feet up.
Left, right, left.
Y'all niggas ain't up on game, nigga. I don't like strip clubs anyway. It ain't like you would take the bitches home.
That's why I don't go.
Me
neither.
I take them home every night, Scratch. Every night, that's true. They pay me. I go pick them up, drop them off. They pay me, buy me breakfast, pay my gas, everything.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I did that every night.
I don't know. I just never been a stripper club type of dude.
I don't know. Yeah, I was in it for the money.
I couldn't. I mean, I wasn't down with it. It's like, Nigga, you can about to get this girl some dollars, and that's it. Don't make sense.
See, once I got in and learned the game, then I started learning how to juice cats and tell the strippers, we going to juice this dude over here, whoop-de-woo, and I go start juicing cats, and then they spend money on the bride, and the bride turn around and break bread with me on the back end. So I was like, okay, bet. So I go pick them up, drop them off at 4:30, go do my thing for the day, come back in later on that evening. Then load their bags back up. We go to breakfast. Turn around, they break bread, $50 a piece just on gas alone, taking them home. Then I go spend the night with them and camp out, come back home the next afternoon or whatever, go back and pick them back up. But they kept me in. They kept me going my whole time when I was going through my little legal situation. That's all I did. I wouldn't have no job. I'm in the strip club every day.
Oh, wow.
Where you at? I'm in the club.
So basically, club. you was strip pimping.
Yeah.
He was the first Uber. He was the stripper.
Yeah, I think
stripper,
he was the first Uber.
hey, think of the game. Tell him.
That nigga was the stripper. Yeah,
the
I know. Stripper.
Man, they were breaking bread now. And I'm knocking them down, too. They breaking bread. I'm going to stay the night with one, stay with her for a minute, then messing with her best friend, and they breaking bread. They were breaking that bread, trust me. I had remember India up there in Sacramento?
Yeah.
He tried to steal a horse from my stable. I told him to go feed the horse. Some hay, I look up, he riding in the saddle, trying to ride off on a horse scratch.
Man, you heard of Sonny, right? You know who Sonny is, right? You know who Sonny Bono is, right? You supposed to share.
Yeah. Y'all know Shy Brother, too, don't you? Y'all know Shy Brother role, too, don't you? Work it, JT, work it.
Hey, nigga, I'm about to make my new business. It's called a Scroover. I mean, we gone and drop them damn holes off at the spot.
Yeah, I had them ready to go with. They took care of me in California, too. I was going there at 12 noon. I didn't leave out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't pay for a drink or nothing. They ain't had to buy a drink or nothing. No lap dance or nothing.
Hey, man, True West Radio, man. It's Friday. We got a late start, man. We started at 6:30. But we getting ready to be around this motherfucker for a while. It's funny, see? You see how all these cats got stripper stories. Yeah. I told y'all I got, StripperBeats.com. So, all y'all strippers out there, y'all be able to go to StripperBeats.com and go and get some of these stripper beats.
That's it? Right here, man.
StripperBeats.com. I got to make the commercial. I had a commercial up by Monday. You know what I'm saying? Mad Monday, I'm going to have the StripperBeats.com commercial up. You know, so if y'all know some strippers, y'all just get them to log on to stripperbeats.com so they can go on and get they, you know what I'm saying, what they need. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cheap day. True West Radio, man, let's get a couple of songs in, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Yay, yay. That's if this motherfucker going to play. Play, motherfucker, play.
Imagine if we could go back. Actually, talk to the motherfucker.
First motherfucker.
Excuse me. Look, we back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. Now let's agree on strategy or pick out.
Biden stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of why. Pardon, not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon shit, cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim to hold, claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to take me to roll, commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silence and shatter, black down and style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rob. Picture a life where black babies can survive, fast five, but we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek, we must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode, but supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solutions with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your life. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrifice, and in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
You know I plead.
Come on!
Not guilty on the grounds of insanity. It was them or me busting in my innocent family. Say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where's the Quaaludes? Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering a rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watching? I grab his hat and bust the self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it is, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bitch. Told the judge it was self-defense, but he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
It seems I can't turn back. I'm walking around strapped, can't sleep. My enemies want me back. Call my mama and they bring drama. You couldn't see, don't they know that they fucking with a G? I'm going to sleep, but with my eyes open, I'm getting high, and I pray that when I go, I can die smoking. Go to the funeral, my homie's dead, he passed away. Got caught up in the wrong place, got blasted. Hey, that's just another part of being black. It ain't no thing, but if you slang, then you better watch your back. Cause these motherfuckers love to see you gone. You gotta stay strong, young brother, cause it's on. And now I'll be slinging these things till the break of dawn. Gotta make my ends, hey, then it's time to take it home. I got some hoochies on my pager, it's major. Let me say it like a game of fucking Sega. Time to wake up, 2 in the morning. You gotta leave, got to sleep by myself, cause I'm a G. It's time to say goodbye, I got to get my strap. I was raised in the gutter, now I can't turn back.
And jealous cause I'm stacking, I stay stacking, keep packing heat in case these niggas get to acting too tightly. Soggy, y'all get froggy and run the leak, or get restless, try to test this, get they ass put to sleep. I'm playing for cheap, in it for life, ain't no turning back. I'ma keep hustling, as long as those things keep burning crack. No love for these bitches, cause when you down and out, they back turn. I dig them and ditch them, be about my riches, sip my liquor and let my cat burn. Can't let these funky tacos destroy me. Only quality time I'm spending is on these blocks that employ me. These funk ass cops annoy me. With my sack and strap in a sack box, tryna crack my squat, tryna stop a nigga from earning sex. The hustle's all I know, so it really ain't no turning back.
Nigga don't trip, it's the FBI. When I step into your shit, nigga, you're quick to die. Protect the slug to your check
cause then I'm turning back. Raised in the ghetto, smoking motherfuckers, slinging crack. I put my finger on trigger and he was rolled up. He was the key to me getting my fizz, I'd sold up. So now I'm running like a motherfucking fugitive. And all I carry is memories of how
every
I
time I wake
it.
Up, I hit the floor and thank the Lord. I don't know what I'm living for. I'm running out the back door. Ain't nothing nice in my life. I ask my niggas why. Niggas don't wanna die. Am I living right? I hit the corner smoking weed, looking in the teeth. Will I be sober enough to see my enemies? And if I do, will I empty my clip? Or will I trip? Cause I ain't giving up a shit. I can't turn back. Can't turn back. They want me to quit, but yo, I can't turn.
Alright, Storm, motherfuckers ain't really knowing if you can flow or not, so let's do this shit like,
Holler my name, nigga, you riding and screaming. Be a thug with a heart to be a part of my scene. It seems we got a problem. We ain't let no women in the feminine side. It's been denied, time to give them a try.
Finally made it, now focus, you the dopest. Is it the brothers or the sisters? I agree, it's a man's world, but why my niggas sisters? I ain't trying to hear it, witness my thug spirit.
They keep on screaming, bitches.
Who I stand for, who I
go to war for. Who I put the on my own for. Soon and booty, don't get misconstrued. You get uprooted, acting ass. Watch how fast I fast like the flash drive. Watch how fast they bump my shit. Watch how fast they hate. Watch how fast they make me one of the greats. I'm trying to make it, even if I gotta take it. Taking the bacon, they got the recipe. You gotta taste it. Ain't no negotiation. Ask this motherfucking take me. Thank you, made this far. Say for I ain't smoke you like a motherfucking cigar. I ain't going nowhere, so fuck you and your motherfucking clock. Tick tock, bitch, I'm on payroll, so give me what you got. Empty pockets while you take your best shot. While I'm beating through the block, straying away from your phone. Just looking for all the ones that owe me. Kicking in your front door, putting his heat to your dome. Fuck your problems, I ain't solving shit. I'm counting land, bricks, a jug of books. Buy a cover, you leave your cover blown. I'm well known, in that zone. Pick and choose what side you stand on. I break bars and stick them under my tongue till it's numb. Don't give a fuck about the taste. I only care about the outcome. It's killing me softly, imprisoning me softly. Suicidal thoughts, these bass drums got my face numb. I'm like a crack, watch how you step, you break the mother's back. When you cut your wrist and jump in the water, grab your life jacket. I got a case of the fuckers, so fuckers, all you bitches on my bucket list is only right. I drown you bitches quick. Say your prayers, cause your nightmares are coming true. It's winter season, fucking heat is fire, get the fuck out my coupe. Blocking my fucking view, claiming my fucking goons. Trying to walk in my fucking shoes. See me, I dance to my own fucking tune. Full of diarrhea, it's time I take a shit on you. It's time I put that pack in your name and take a hit on you. Feeling like one of the greats, I need my collection plate. Guess what, I'm revved up. I ain't the sharpest in the box, but I get the business straight. I bet before you cross me clean, you gon' hesitate. 100 more boys, 100 more problems. For them blue face, I go retard. I get cold hard, I get bombarded with even thoughts, yeah. I'm scratching on the bleachers, let me off the bench. Coach put me on the court so I can show them ain't no motherfucking joke. Who you want me to take out? What's the payout? Should I shoot their ass from the line? Or should I hit them with a motherfucking fade out? No help, no love, fake love, a drug. Fake love, a drug, no help, no love. Because the struggle is real, the hustle is real. This gutter is real, this slugger is real. The way I suffer is real. When I recover is real. The way I turn your ass into some fucking cusser, I have to take a kneel and say my grace. So he can see how thankful I am for what he placed up on my plate. Checkmate, you're truly a fake now. Weed that west weed with colorful leaves. My shit got no seeds. No song get left a turn, cause bitch, I threw the rock. They be wondering if you got it, but they ain't trying to empty they motherfucking pockets. Fuck a plug, I need to sock a bitch before I up and rock it. Shit and slap you with my Glock. They be sitting out them holler tips. This comes personal, this comes gonna hurt a few. This comes gonna bring some haters. I know I got a murk a few. Pop you like a perk or two. Take over your turf, me and my crew. Out with the old and with the new. Chunking up the fucking juices to you bitches. Look like your clock's out of tick. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. Unless you paying bills at my motherfucking house. Unless I claim you on my taxi, now you my bracket. Bringing them wrecks and bringing them bass and bringing them sessions, bringing them gas and murking red every chance that I get. I'm a product of my own motherfucking clique. Bitch, I got the right compression for the right protection. No exception, watch your steps, you be changing places with your fucking reflection. I ain't the type to be played with, the type to be fake with, the type to be basic. I'm by my paper, bitch, so get the print. Subliminal message got me feeling reckless.
Give me my flowers while I'm alive to fucking bitches when I die.
The way I'm transmitting these bars, you ain't predict you get addicted, but that was prediction that I inflict this mandatory friction. That shit was mandatory, but let me slow it down. Dumb you down for you clowns. I spend long hours on the compound, studying shakedowns and breakdowns by the pound. If my granny picked the cotton, why the fuck I gotta start from the bottom? Try to play me, then I win. All my options keep a spraying, put a bag on your head, call it a gag reflex. I got a vision that is oh so pretty. Time to get down to the nitty gritty. Either you with me or against me, ain't no in between. Fuck you if you ain't riding with my team. You get the most hate from a nigga that's fake with the face that only your mother can love, only your mother can hug in the door. That shit is fucked up, but it's cool. I know what to do. I stay true to my truths and blue to my blues. Then Mercury, I see.
Niggas act like bitches even though we were friends. A wolf and sheep clothing, I think it never ends. More than 30 years, know your whole family. From the good times all the way to casualties. Yeah, all of a sudden, y'all niggas tuck your tail and ran. Little boys couldn't deal with the man. Birds of a feather, I can say that it's true. Come and join my crew, got wings in you flew. One more thing, I don't need none of y'all. This is scratch, hit me back, I can't get a phone call. Treat me like a hoe you just met. Trying to claim blood when they say they never saw you on the set. Can't get verified, cause I know them niggas also. Background check, not even checking out though. It's a blank spot, nobody can confirm. Take my fucking head, y'all just like to wear red. They bring order to the studio, there's quality. Every time y'all step out the room, it only costs me. Everybody got jobs, can't pay nothing on the bill. Didn't have to pay cause they got a little skid. White told me I should just focus on him. Fuck me, everybody in order then. All night is in my studio, I guess it don't matter. Glass niggas always seem to shatter.
acting like a sister, he ran off first. Since he acted like a bitch, I'ma call him Starburst. Used to catch the bus every day to be cool. Did a lot of shit y'all couldn't afford. Better spend money on a side piece than the producer. Fast forward, that's the thing that you used to. All the real truths, they can never fade us. Moving out of Cali to Las Vegas. Fake ass Snoop and Black Little Caesar. On Facebook like everybody needs ya. Studio pics that ain't even yours. When it rains and pours, wax owns his store. Misleading everybody to a light that ain't glowing. Trying to drive people to a place that they ain't going. False hope, can't believe nothing that you speak. You can't deny all the shit that you doing is weak. I could go bar for bar with anything that you got. Niggas always drop a beef in my pot. Stir it up in my stew and make some cornbread. That's the only way your ass gonna get fed. And the puppy that you got ain't even got no soul. You eat the whole steak, it won't throw him a bowl. Devil with the king and you know that your ass out. Since your pants down, you know that you ass out. Here come another nigga acting like he whore. Bring a body bag if you step up in my yard. Boo, this is true, if you wanna take it there. Talk about a fair one, but I don't fight fair. You better call God instead of me with your threat. You can't get dry off this wet. Nigga, I'm too old to be dealing with the nothing. Keep drinking pee and smoke all them drugs you be puffing. You gotta be high trying to fuck with me. OIC, it must be OCD. You better watch yourself cause you barking up the wrong bush. Shiny red button, that's the wrong one to push. Get the fuck out of here with that whack shit you make. Praise the Lord all day, he even know you fake. Bitch ass nigga, you don't wanna play this game. Catch a high one, leave different than you can. I know a lot of niggas that went Hollywood. I guess they don't see it, I think they all good. One motherfucker, I'ma slap him when I see him. Maybe something hot, then yeah, maybe not. Pussy ass nigga try to front around his friend. That's where it start and the beef begin. I think your name tell you how your whole life went. That's bad luck. Your mouth always getting you fucked. Your production skills whack anyway. I could go toe to toe with you on my worst day. Looking like Alf, eat your cats. I got cheese. I don't have time for you rap. They call me king, they call you sir. I call you bitch cause you act like a her. If you wanna see me, I'll send my address. Since your ass is tired, I'll lay you down to rest. Niggas got their name straight off a cartoon. Niggas can't see me, but they will real soon. Walk around cocky, head too big for a hat. That's why dogs always try to kill a cat. Already broke, that's why I can't get my eight. You brought it up, now you seem to hesitate. Used to be friends, but I guess that man never. Never get a scratch from the fleas around your collar. Call He-Man, he really got your back. Somewhere around his neck is where his nutsack was at. So Joe, so the Illuminati. That's why you stroll around thinking that you better than everybody. Fuck all of y'all and what you stand for. Remember who I am when I kick in the door. Then one day, I used to call you bro. Just a matter of time before you fall real slow. 96 bars with four more to go. 100 miles and running, that's how I end the show. True West, bullets on the map. 100 bars, is this a rap?
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fly. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you're gooey. Yeah. It's that True West.
Kicking it on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere, 8 and 6 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss Claire, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Get if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner straight. Headshot, fuck your body on it, fuck your aroma. You ain't trying to walk true west, fuck you when you chest. We the best, we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga, we
wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. Cause I'm gonna pull this fight and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean tracks. I'll be on my way for today. I say what I have to say.
Garage sale, nigga? Yeah, I know. I stopped talking. I was trying to hear what's going on at the garage sale now.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. This nigga said a garage sale. What do you say about the garage sale? Lady, a naked lady selling some goddamn shit?
No, he bought a stripper pole from the garage sale.
And he broke his head.
Be like, some hoe will come and jump on this motherfucker eventually. Oh, that's funny. No,
I respect that the women be having strength to do that, though. And as far as, like, acrobats or, like, aerial sports and that kind of thing. But, you know, somebody along the way decided they was going to make that dirty. So, no, it don't turn me on, but I can respect what they be doing, because that shit takes some strength.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to be looking at women, but I'm just talking about men. Like, y'all women, would y'all like to see some men and they little banana hammock and come out there and, you know what I'm saying, shaking around? And I don't know. I don't know how that is, because I swear, I don't want to see no man nowhere near that. I don't know. I just, that shit, oh, Lord. It just turned my stomach. Just to think about it.
I don't know. I think I told y'all before, I don't want to use the wrong word. So I'll just say that male strippers, they look friendly to me, but they don't even have the strength or do anything that the females do. So that's the thing that's kind of like, well, when somebody be bringing them out, or they always take you to strip clubs, so you might as well
You've seen male strippers before, right?
But the thing is, the man can pick a woman up and move them around. They like that.
Yeah. But look, though, this is what I'm saying. You've seen male strippers before, right?
Yeah.
Did it get you, like, a little excited? Did you just
not
see one motherfucker and you go, ooh-wee?
Not at all. They look so damn friendly to me. I don't know what's going on or what the industry is like now, but...
They say they friendly.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But a male stripper is probably more for a gay man than for a straight woman, from what I see.
Yeah, you're right. I bet you there's more niggas in there fanning themselves than women. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it just
looks
weird. Somebody come out.
He got some balls on
him. He's talking on him. Like, what's that ass done? What's he talking on?
Oh, my God. Did you see his balls? Oh, my God, that's stupid. Yeah, I think you're right. Because, I mean, like I say, I don't know. Call me weird, but I just don't get turned on by watching women I can't have. That shit just don't make no sense to me.
See, that's
the thing.
I don't get turned on. I be impressed by the strength and the core and all that shit. And I'm like, I've seen one girl, she crawled all the way up to the damn top, and then she came down upside down, and right before the end, she spent in a circle and hit a damn split. And I say, I wonder how long did her parents pay to have her in gymnastics for her to do that? Because it don't be no regular stuff
that
we doing.
That's what I was talking about the other day, Sweet Peasy. Nigga, me and Curtis Young, motherfucker Dr. Dre's son, and my cousin Hardhead, and Pimpin' Ken, we went to this place called Onyx out there in Dallas. I ain't never seen a motherfucker stripping pole this fucking high. This bitch was like, it seemed like she was 20 stories up. And I'm exaggerating like a motherfucker. She was way to, you could barely see the bitch. This bitch, wait a minute, hold on, she let go. And she was falling, like one of them goddamn rides. You know the rides when the motherfuckers take you up real hard and then they drop you real fast and you slow down? That bitch was way up there. I'm like, okay, what the fuck this bitch doing way up there? She about to kill herself, cuz. And she let go. And before she got to the floor, she stopped. I'm talking about, hold on, bro. I cannot imagine how many feet that was up. But she was,
That's impressive. It don't turn me on, but that's impressive.
Don't turn me on either, but goddamn, bitch, you about to crack your goddamn head on the floor, and you stop before your head hit the floor. Oh, that fucked me up.
Now, that type of shit, I'd have been like, hey, do that shit again. I want to see how you did that.
And I'm sitting up there, and I'm with Pippa Ken, right? Y'all know who Pippa Ken is, right? I'm with Pippa Kid, so Pippa Kid laughing at me like a motherfucker.
I don't know none of him friends.
I was like, Ken, you... He said, I saw that shit a whole lot. Nigga, motherfucker, I ain't never seen no bitch go way the fuck to where she all up in the... I'm talking about this bitch climbed the whole pole, and the motherfucker was so fucking high, my nigga. I'm talking about, nigga, I ain't never seen a stripper pole that high at Onyx.
Mm-mm.
And she was up there, and she just started falling fast as fuck. I'm like, oh, this bitch about to tear her motherfucking whole ass off.
That now, I ain't trying to go to no butt naked. That shit right there, I ain't doing that. But the last time, I ain't gonna lie, the girl was working so hard. I told her, I was like, damn it. I was like, give this bitch some money. I was like, she did too much. That was
I'll give a butt naked bitch some money. I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
You butt naked, I'm gonna give you some money. I'll throw $1 or 2, nigga, but
So if you seen a homeless man on the side of the street, butt ass naked with a sign, you'll throw him some money.
I ain't throwing that nigga shit.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. No niggas get no money.
Sliding down the freeway.
A nigga ain't gonna get no money. A nigga girl, she probably get $1 or 2. I probably got to shoot her ass. Like, God damn it. That's a fat ass. Here, take these $2. I'm just saying. Yeah, see. Would you give a naked girl some money?
Me?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Hell no. I feel like that's prostitution.
Y'all ass going to jail for goddamn solicitation.
I was about to say, it depends on the reason, though. Shit. The
reason, I love dress.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So neat.
What'd you say,
now,
JoJo?
Look at it like this. Now, look at this. Prostitution is illegal, right?
Yep.
But stripping is not, so what is the difference?
Well, prostitution, that means that, shit, I'm about to give you some money so I can hit. Niggas stripping, that's because they strippers don't mean they just giving up pussy like that.
Half of them be still giving up pussy, so it don't matter.
No, you just looking at it. That's a whole different, nigga. The strippers is different than motherfucking prostitute. Prostitute. Uh-oh. Go, Rance. Go it out. Go. Oh, okay. She just old. I guess she's just slow now.
Yeah, I say raising back on her bullshit, his dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because goddamn Nina, he ready to go in the house. So that motherfucker, he just run in the house and Ray be like, shit, I take my time. But,
how old is she?
8.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Rez is 8 and Nina is 6 months.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I got an 8-year-old and a
1-year-old. See, Nina young. He still got that enthusiasm energy to run in the house. That's
Nigga,
I'm an OG, nigga. I
stroll
up in this motherfucker.
That motherfucker, that nigga was sitting up there. He was trying to see what JoJo, who JoJo was. That nigga came with that motherfucker. He was looking up like, what's up, nigga? I was like, nah, I ain't gonna fuck with you. That nigga, he just... I don't know. I think he a chihuahua, bro.
Probably. That's who he being raised with.
Yeah, I think his big brother
is a chihuahua, but he's a smaller brother.
Yeah. That motherfucker acts just like Reds and shit. But see, the nigga don't bark at nobody.
He was in the bathroom.
The only thing about it, he don't bark at nobody. He just look at your ass like... I'm like, when you realize you really a pet bull, you about to be dangerous. That nigga just act, but see,
he
Red, she a fucking chihuahua, but she eat your motherfucking ass up.
My dog ain't never realized it.
Hey, but check this out. So, while I'm in the studio, while he taking him a quick little nap, why Shadow walk behind me by the door where you were sitting at, Julius?
Oh, yeah. Yep. He told me, because when I looked up, he say, there's a fucking shadow that just went by this motherfucker.
She's
going to pick. Oh, she picked. This nigga trying to say my studio is haunted around this motherfucker.
Nigga, y'all was in there talking about people resting in peace, and then next thing I know, nigga, Shadow walked behind me.
He damn sure did.
It wasn't like they was trying to be nonchalant about it. Nigga, that walks across. You know that light shine off that door bright. Nigga, that shit blocked the whole door and behind me.
And they just say, did you see that shit? I'm like, no. He's like, it's the fucking shadow just walked by your door.
See, I thought I was going blind when that other first started happening to me. Because I be seeing that. Like, it be all kind of little weird ass signs. Like, one of my cousins, she was like my best friend ever. My whole life, she had a little black cat. And then the cat died, whatever. And then a few weeks later, a black cat that looked exactly like that one came from up under the porch, because she had babies, right? Why on this girl's birthday, you know, I already feeling some type of way. I walk outside the damn door, and it's a black cat sitting on the damn porch.
Mm-hmm. And that is weird, because, you know, what I always think is my boy Twilight being there, because I remember I woke up, I fell asleep. I was drunk. But I woke up. I looked over, and that nigga was sitting on the edge of the couch. And I was stunned like a motherfucker. And he said, Scratch, I'm all right, though, bro. I'm all right. I love you. And he left. And it fucked me up. It fucked me. So I bust down in tears. And my wife was like, what's wrong? I was like, Twilight was sitting on the edge of the couch and he said he was all right. And he loved me.
Thank you.
So, shit.
I didn't feel like it was going to attack me or nothing. I was comfortable, but I ain't tripping, like, you know. But why are you want to stand behind me?
I think that was Twilight, nigga. Twilight. I'm telling you, I could always feel his ass. I remember I was sitting in here and it was the beer can on the table and that motherfucker just fell over. And I was like, and cause see, the whole thing about it is, when this nigga was in the studio, he would always knock beers over and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? You clumsy as fuck. You always knock beers over. And I was sitting there and the motherfucking beer can fell over. And I was like, all right, nigga, don't be in this motherfucker tripping. Yep.
See, the funniest thing to me was when my stepdaddy died back in October. Because, you know, it was like right before my motherfucking birthday. every time I got ready to smoke or I light up something, I would see a shadow walk past me.
Mm-hmm. And then not just that, you know, I used to always tell that nigga, where my fucking lighter at? And he'd be like, oh, my bad. That nigga reach in his pocket and pull my lighter out, right? So, like every so often, if I got my lighter on the table, and then I try to go and light a blunt or something, my lighter ain't there. So I start looking all, where the fuck is my lighter? And then by the time I turn back and come back to the table, the goddamn lighter is sitting on the table. But it wasn't there.
Maybe y'all kind of little weird shit like that.
I'm going like, nigga, if you don't stop taking my fucking lighter, I'm telling you, the lighter will be, I swear, on everything I love, the lighter will be right there.
But I'm talking about that got me. I'm talking about every single time I lit the weed, a shadow walked past me. And after the third or fourth time, I started talking shit. I was like, don't try to smoke with me now. You was telling on me and you was hating me.
Hold on, y'all. Hello?
Yeah, that shit, hey, I was like, I know I'm high, but I know I ain't that motherfucking high.
The what?
Yeah.
You see that, and it was crazy because him and his sister were talking about two people that passed away. So I'm like, okay. And then next thing I know, boom, he walking across.
Oh, I see it. Oh, shit. What you mean?
Oh, crazy.
But I was like, why you got to stand behind me? I was like to myself, like, why you got to walk and stand behind me? This big-ass room.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I woke up one morning and somebody was playing some church music around here, and I was like, okay. And then it ain't even black people that stay over here like that. The other day, 2 days ago, I woke up and somebody was playing all the shit that my dad would be listening to. Like, I made a playlist on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Just for whenever I be feeling some kind of way. And I woke up. And I was like, damn, I was laughing. I was like, Chris don't think it's me playing this music all loud and shit. But it wasn't even me.
Yeah, I see it with a
Kool-Aid cup. You know, they give you signs from the other side to let you know they're okay.
Man.
Yep.
I'll be by myself. And I'll just smell cigarettes out of the room. All
right.
And I'd be like, okay, Mom, I know that's you.
I smell
cigarettes out of nowhere. I be like, I could be in my car. And, you know what I mean? Nobody smoke in my car, cigarettes at all.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So me smelling cigarettes, I know that's my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if I smell roses, I'd be like, okay, Grandma, I know that's you. Because that's all you used to have is roses, and that's all you like. So I'd be like, okay, I know y'all still around watching me.
Yeah, man, that familiar scent be putting you out of there.
I started to radio.
I ain't even barbecue this minute. I need some barbecue, but I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking like, dang. Because that was my stepdaddy thing, the barbecue. And I was like, I ain't going to never have. I basically ain't no barbecue since he been sick or since he been gone. Because, man, when you eat something and it's good for like 30 years, 20 years or 10,
I will.
You don't want
that. And that part right there. You eat somebody else's barbecue and that shit will stand up to the standard. You're like, oh.
I ain't even bought myself to do it because I got the last three pieces of wood, the wood that he used to use. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Well,
My wife say, what's up, y'all? She out there with my son in Arizona, and she showing me goddamn video. It's lightning like a motherfucker out there.
Wow. That's crazy.
When that lightning starts, I'm out. I'm trying to get in the house. Fuck all that lightning, thunder. That's why I can't fuck around with y'all out there in the south. You know what I mean? I can't do it. I'm sorry.
It seems like you get more rain than me. Why you keep saying that?
I don't know. See, when it just comes through in flashes. That's the only thing about the rain. I don't want it to rain no more, shit. My goddamn roof is leaking.
It's storm down here today. Bad.
Yeah, and I've been waiting on it because that little lady who been helping me with my gardening sometimes, she up there at the northern part of Texas. I can't remember what city, but it was a wildfire 4 miles away from her house, and it destroyed so many houses. But
yeah,
then it damaged 17 more.
It's going down up in Northern California. That's what it's doing right now. Hey, look, check this out. 25 Seconds Left on True West Radio. Well, you got to ask the Fast Fingers. 323-242-1597. We about to go to After Hours. If not, we're going to see you on Monday, Mad Monday, all that goody-old good stuff. You know what I'm saying? We love y'all. Thanks for calling. Thanks for tuning in. True West Radio. Well, we out. I think that worked. All right. Now we in After Hours.
You got my time messed up here. I thought we was already in After Hours. I ain't know what, man.
You see what I said earlier? I'm like, okay, you're about to hit After Hours. You're like, nope, we got 27 more
minutes.
Oh,
my goodness, guys. Are you serious right now?
Nah, we just now hitting After Hours. That motherfucker, boy, your timing is off.
I forgot
I called it the last time this night, but then it said it was like 20 minutes until the show starts, and so then my auntie called me, and that's what the reason why I called that late, but I was like, I was on there, I was like, what in 1 minute? Because I thought I was going to sit there like a minute or two, like always, and the music going to come on. I was like, you going to sit here, though, 18, 20 minutes?
Nah, we started 30 minutes late. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
But see, I didn't take that in consideration that it starts the 2 hours from the time it starts. I thought it was 6 to 8.
I dozed off, and this nigga JoJo, he got to wake me up like 5 minutes before the show starts. Supposed to start at 6.
I've been trying to wake you up since 5:30.
This nigga.
I called him earlier. He showed me answer the phone.
Nigga, this
and
nigga.
I told him, your phone been ringing. You need to wake up. I that nigga, all he did was turn his head from one side to the other side.
I don't give a damn. Don't pass me no more weed.
Hey, my fuck, you go to sleep with it.
Oh, nigga. Man. I be sitting up here trying to gangster with this nigga. Yeah, let me hit that motherfucker. Damn, I fuck around, nigga. Along with the beers, nigga, that shit be like, all right. Take a sleep,
and then,
You said,
you're
gonna be like, another
guy? Yeah, bigger like, take a sleep, man.
But like,
all right.
Mm-mm.
I swear I was fine, nigga, but it seemed like, nigga, when I hit that weed, nigga, I was like, I don't know.
Like, every time I turn around, you rolling a blunt or lighting a blunt. But every time I turn around, you getting high.
I'm like, nigga, what you doing? That nigga say, roll another blunt? I bet you, nigga, it's probably like a whole pound of goddamn blunt stuffings in my goddamn my trash can right here. Every time I looked around, that nigga was dumping some more blunt. Dumping some more blunt.
I smoked 12 blunts while I was there.
Yeah, see, what? That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm smoking right now as I'm driving back down.
Oh, nah, see. I'm cool. I'm gonna smoke one blunt with your ass. That's it. After that, I'm cool. You ain't gonna keep on putting me on this bullshit.
Ain't nothing not injecting.
Oh, you know, not a bomb.
Do me like Benadryl. Benadryl is that shit. And I don't even be wanting to take it for my allergies and stuff. One day, the other day, I walked around here sniffling and what you call it, so bad because I just didn't want to take it. And as soon as I took it, it stopped everything I be trying to do. She called me, so I could take a walk with her, see the botanical garden on the video. But, you know, she might have been upset, but I was sitting up here asleep. I didn't even know I was asleep.
Nigga, that business real. Fuck that. My mom was like, hey, you want this business real? I'm like, hell no.
Hey, I know a couple of females be giving that shit to their kids. Be like, nigga, I'm about to put their ass to sleep. I'm like, that's fucked up. That remind me of when nigga used to go to the babysitter house and they want to take shots at NyQuil.
Yeah.
With the kids. Like, that's fucked up.
See,
hey, look, that was the thing, nigga. The motherfucker, NyQuil. I remember my little nephew, Chris. They was like, here, take the NyQuil. He was like, I want to take this shit. That motherfucker, they force that shit down his goddamn throat. That nigga spit that shit everywhere. That motherfucking little kids do NyQuil will make their ass go to sleep. Yeah, take this NyQuil. That's fucked up. You gotta fucking juice the kids and shit.
That right
yeah,
there is gonna give them a consistent sleep pattern. Because that's what the doctor told my mama to do for us. Because we take after our dad's family. But at the same time, me and me, allergies is so fucked up. It didn't matter. I could take a Benadryl anytime
hey.
And I'm gonna need it.
Hey, Jojo, this nigga John Wick still going off. Boy, I love this dude.
You know what? Now I'm gonna go
to the house and watch it. This nigga still going off. That nigga still. I love the way this nigga kill people, bro.
I know. I just seen a gas price say $4.99.
No.
Yeah. I think I might get off and come back to get that.
I got an alter ego. That nigga name, the last name gonna be Wick. I don't know what his first name gonna be.
Wick kick ass.
Wick ass. Oh man.
Man, they took away a feature. I used to could Google gas, and it would show up the gas stations in my area and the prices. But I see they took that feature away.
I haven't seen that feature. They haven't had that for about a month.
See, and it was years ago when I used to use it. Y'all know I ain't even drove. And by, I don't know when last time I had a car. But I remember that. I used it when I first started driving. And I used to go to different places when the gas that first got up to like $3 and $4. And I used to be taking pictures. It's just like you were.
That nigga say $3 and $4. Do you know how much gas is out here?
What part you didn't understand about back in the day? And that was expensive for that time. That was when gas was actually $1.99 to $2, and it got up to like 369, 440, or whatever.
How much is y'all gas out here right now?
I don't know, $5.
Gee, I wish. Ain't that shit? All that shit is like $6.
It depends on what neighborhood you go in.
It's even more if I drive a Lexus. If I get on in a Lexus, I got to put that premium in the motherfucker.
You're right. You go to the ghetto, the gas going to be cheaper, but you go get that water gas.
That's
so you get ready to get like half of whatever you can actually roll on. So if you got this gas, that means that you can only go so many miles. If you get this, you think you get ready, oh, damn, I got a full tank of gas, but it actually burn off faster than the regular shit.
But you see how they get you? If you pay cash, you pay this price. If you pay credit, and you pay this price.
It's
I'm cheaper. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
right.
It's cheaper.
And I'm like, okay, now Arco doing credit, that really fucked me up. So Argo is like, nigga, debit or cash, nigga. We're not doing no credit at all.
They wasn't at first. They doing it now, though.
Well, you know, a debit card still acts as a credit card. So that's what I used to use, and it would still, you know, get the deals. But country stores, when they first open, if you look at that sign, it's going to give you the cheaper price if you come in with cash when the store is new. And that's the mother bullshit that they got going on that I don't understand. But I will say, I didn't have problems getting gas in the hood. But I'm not stupid, I guess you could say. I would go at nighttime when it's as cool as it could get, and I would pump it on the first thing. So I'm talking about I got all my gas. I wasn't either.
I'm holding the handle. I'm shaking the motherfucking goddamn hose. We gonna get every drop out of this.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I do that shit my damn self.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck God, I'm getting every drop out of here. Y'all niggas squeezing me for every drop. I want every. I'm gonna let this motherfucker sit in here a few minutes. I'm gonna fuck about the car behind me.
This is just fucked up because, you know, like I say, you know, with the Lexus, you got to fuck around and get that premium gas. With the Jeep, you can get regular gas, but it seems like that shit be burning out fast as fuck.
See, that's what's going to make it still $4 or $5 here, because they actually dropped the price because they see people wasn't able to afford it.
Yeah, this is crazy. Me and my son, I was talking to my other son earlier, that nigga say, Dad, we just get ready to go and hijack a truck and park it in the backyard, and then we just get ready to sell gas out there in the alley. So every time somebody comes, I'm like, fuck it. Nah, but this shit is crazy. This shit is unbelievable.
It's the first time I ever been glad that I don't have a car. Because it was like that the last time. Like, I was like, man, this some bullshit.
I know. I got this other little car, right? If I could find out how to make that corn, get that corn and make the fuel out the corn, I'll fuck that car up just for that. If I can fuck around and make that corn oil and put it in that motherfucker and then start, man, I'll fuck that car up trying to figure that out.
You think you can really get corn oil?
Corn oil? They like the corn oil that you buy at the store. You gotta do a little mixture, but it's basically corn oil. And it'll make your car run.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I was telling my boy, I was like, nigga, I'm about to try that shit. Yeah, this motherfucker just sitting here, if motherfuckers get $200 off of it for scraps, that's good, but Man, we could fuck around and try to make some goddamn oil and see if this motherfucker works.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, shit.
I think if
piss can make your car run, that should be tight as fuck. Nigga never run out of goddamn fuel. Nigga just piss in the gas tank and be like, all right, start it up.
Well, here we go, back to the piss talk.
Not drinking, though. I ain't going with that crazy dumb motherfucker we're talking about. I'm talking about pissing in the goddamn the tank. Shit. Man, that's the beautiful most. You don't even know if you got high quality piss or not. Be like, this nigga, I drunk nigga of 6 beers, so nigga, that nigga, I got some high octane fuel, nigga. Start my car up, nigga, and go 1,000 miles an hour.
Who's all on here, man? Who's all on here? I had a family emergency. Who's all on here? I'm back.
Let's see. What means the niggerdom is in here? There is. Let's see. You. There is truly. There's 86. He ain't said a goddamn thing.
He's on there.
Oh, he on there. Okay. All right. My folks in town. We sitting here chilling, but I'm listening in. But I'm out. You know, we out here listening to these damn frogs and that damn AC was loud and
frog.
Shit. But I'm like, hey.
Man, you can do frog kebabs, man. Put them frogs on the grill, man. Frog kebabs.
Man, them fuckers hopping in my front door, back door. As soon as I crack the door, these damn frogs flying in the damn house.
Man,
shit,
put them
man.
On the grill, man. Frog kebabs.
Whoa. So you got frogs coming in your house?
Hell yeah. Shit, I can't even open the door.
Y'all seen that pool on Poltergeist? He got a big ass damn swamp, like the swamp, what's his name, the thing, that movie, the thing, right there on the side of his house. I went over there and said, God damn.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, fucking frog.
I love you, California.
No, this is part.
Yeah, the greatest state of all. Oh, hell no.
I'll be riding to work. I'll be way down the damn road riding. And a fucker pop out from behind my rearview mirror or something and jump all across the windshield and shit. Like,
they
invasion, I'm telling you.
One of my
we go back to junior high school. He live in Georgia now. Him and his wife drove down and their son to come check us out for the weekend, so I was sitting out here reminiscing, trying to patch some old holes in our memories and shit, you know. But we listening in on the show, though, man, no doubt.
Bro, so you got frogs that come in your house.
Man, shit. Last year I was fighting snake all damn summer long.
Oh, Lord.
What
you say
about some water?
There's a retention pond, like, right next to the side of the house.
Where
all the storm water running to that pond right there, so ain't no alligators in
it. Y'all used to frogs and snakes just coming in your house?
No, they weren't. The snakes weren't coming in the house now. Come on, no, they was out in the yard and shit. Now, I ain't going to, if a snake came now, then I'm going to... Hell no, I can't handle that.
I can't handle just being around a snake, just seeing the motherfucker right there. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, no.
Sure,
no.
You ain't got to tell me.
No. However that bitch said that shit. Ain't no way. Not even frogs, nigga. If I just, nigga, open the door and it's just frogs in front of my door, Nope.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yep.
Can't do it.
Might jump on your damn head. You ain't never know. So, I've been taking
and then
their
the
ass off with
if
it.
They piss on you, you get the warts? Oh, no.
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 It's some green tree frogs, them green tree frogs. Them big. I don't know if y'all have seen them, but they.
Yeah. I'm staying in county. I don't give a fuck. Them motherfuckers, they good. I just moved to a different part of California.
You
find
now. You know they got sidewinders
in California.
You know they got sidewinders and shit out there and rattlesnake diamondbacks out there, bro.
I ain't seen none. They just say they fucking where they at.
It has to be California. The same stuff that has to everywhere else. We have to be in California too. It's just
bobcats and shit.
Them motherfuckers. I ain't worried about them. I blast them bitches. But I'm just saying, ain't no motherfucking way. Y'all enjoy where y'all live. Fuck that. I'm not. I can't do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Julia live in the goddamn sticks. You know what I'm saying? Hell, love live in the sticks. Nigga,
y'all got mosquitoes.
No.
What do y'all got? Y'all got something out there, Scratch? What do y'all got? Some kind of disaster. You tell me you living in paradise.
Earthquake. That's the shit that got to sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Earthquake. That's it. Nigga,
yeah.
I'm telling you, you got your little spiders and this and others, but, you know, they got like little varmints and shit that I don't ever see, which is good.
Tell
I don't
want
to be nowhere to see no snakes.
What?
I don't want to open my
door
and frogs and gators and shit is outside my house. No, fuck that. Nope.
What's your famous quote that you say?
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the crimson blood.
Can't live with tornadoes and floods. You gonna try your luck with the Crips and Blood. Nah, man.
Yeah.
I'll deal with these goddamn tornadoes, man. I ain't gonna fuck with you because at least these hurricanes, at least we get a warning. They'll be like, okay, it should be hitting landfall by Wednesday. So it's going this direction. And the closer it gets, you'd be like, okay, it's coming towards us. We better dip. But shit, an earthquake, it'll be over there grooving and doing his damn thing. Doing the box spring boogie, then that motherfucker.
Everybody think that the earthquake get ready to open up the goddamn whole earth, and your ass gonna fall in a big ass hole. That's everybody's fear. Or they gonna be shaking and the shit gonna fall on your head. Shit, boy, earthquake hit. You got it's like reaction. My first thing be outside. Go outside. Where can't nothing fall on your ass. And that's what we do. We all run outside. Because I ain't worried about the earth opening up and swallowing us. You got to worry about shit falling on your goddamn head. Yeah, shit. I'd rather be in a goddamn earthquake than a tornado, hurricane. And them motherfuckers talking about hurricanes about to come. Y'all wait anyway.
I meant to ask you, did you hear about that?
Yep. Them motherfucking hurricanes they get ready to come y'all way. Nigga, I can't be bracing myself for a hurricane.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the earthquake and the landslide and all this crazy shit that's been going on.
Oh, yeah, well, that motherfucker, earthquakes don't bother us out there. We in the desert, so. And the motherfucker, like I said, the ground ain't going to open up and swallow your ass in the way motherfucker moves. You like, God damn, that motherfucker get by the earthquake. No, that shit gets you shaking. You get your ass outside. Don't be around no motherfucking poles and, you know, all that shit. You just go outside. That's what I do.
See, I'm good on that shit.
I'm cool.
Because when it started raining and shit,
by the time you gather yourself, them motherfuckers don't even last that long anyway. I just shake it, and then it'll be over. And they'll be like, nigga, shaking for 30 minutes type of ass shit. Nah.
A wildfire in Texas and a landslide. I done seen all of that in 1 week. And I don't know where it's at. It's overseas. It said it killed like 1,500 people. That's the CW. I'm terrified of that too.
Exactly.
I'm not living on the side of no damn mountain. I'm going out in the field like I'm used to. Go over yonder.
It ain't no mountains nowhere close to us, so we ain't got to worry about that.
No, it wasn't in the United States. I'm just saying it was a lot of people that died.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
And I seen it. The lightning struck a tree, and the tree fell. And I seen a bunch of bullshit this week.
That's what happens, man. I'm telling you what's real. I mean, hell, don't get me wrong. Shit could be happening, like, in a whole another part of town that won't happen on this part of town, but fuck. I just call it unfortunate accidents that's natural. It's unfortunate that it ain't happening over here, but it's happening over there. Because on the real, if an earthquake comes, it could motherfucker open up the earth and your ass could fall in. But that's like 1 in 15 billion times. You would get hit by lightning before that happened. But there just be some unfortunate motherfuckers that shit happened to that don't happen over this way. It seems like all the unfortunate shit that happened when it comes down to an earthquake in Cali, the rich people always be the one to feel it.
That too, yeah. The thing that was killing me is when people was in South Carolina and other places and they was like making videos of their food shaking, asking people what that meant. And I saw in the comments that meant that it was a earthquake. And it was confirmed on the news and shit. I was like, this is crazy. Earthquake in Texas? In South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be surprised that, you know, I remember me and my baby mama, we was in Vegas. And they never had earthquakes in Vegas. I was asleep. Well, we was both asleep, and it was a big-ass earthquake in Vegas. And Vegas never had an earthquake. She woke me up. She was like, it's an earthquake. I was like, it ain't no goddamn earthquakes in Vegas.
It's Vegas.
It's a fucking earthquake in Vegas because now they had an earthquake in New York like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Oh, them New York niggas was pissing green apples.
Now, that's the shit, though, that we ain't prepared for. That's the type of thing that's unusual here. And that, you know, the city is not built for.
Yeah, because
those
they
types
don't.
Of things that we don't have, we can't have basements and all the stuff that everybody else can do.
Well, I mean,
we got stories.
you don't want to be in the basement with an earthquake. That's one time.
I'm talking about New York. They have basements and stuff. But California is pretty much, seem like they got
all our shit out here is built. They earthquake proof. Like old structures and shit, because what they do is all of the new buildings that they build out here, they put them on these springs, so if an earthquake comes, the motherfucker whole building might shake back and forth, but it's not gonna fall because they built on springs. like big ass mm-hmm. springs. So they just rock back
it's
and forth, flip on fall. Some of the old buildings.
And that's how they build the houses?
No, well, see, what they do is they build the houses to where they got, like, I forgot what they call that shit. So the houses, the newer houses, they built to where they kind of sway, too. They just sway back and forth. They don't fall. It won't crumble like some of the older houses and older buildings and shit like that. The older buildings, them motherfuckers, older buildings, most of them is made out of brick. So now you got bricks falling on your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
Depending on how hard that shit is. But
that
like,
sounds good.
Yeah. Mostly everything now was like, they shake proof to where, you know, if the shit gets to shaking too hard, it won't fuck you out. And then my house, I got these big ass beams going. It's like I got these big ass wood beams going all through my house. And my house ain't gonna fall. This motherfucker can shake as much as it want. I think I'm in the most sturdiest motherfucker house on the block. And my studio, so. But when it come down to, like, certain places, them motherfuckers will shake that motherfucker to death. But I'm telling you, most of the time, the earthquakes only last probably about 5 seconds, 10 seconds. So it ain't like the motherfucker just shaking your goddamn whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll be like 5 seconds. It'll be like, wow. And that's it. Then you
Marquise,
be like, oh,
I know
shit.
It's not built for that here.
Huh?
Definitely ain't built. It's definitely not built for that here. They have,
yeah.
like, you know, stories, and they put the freeways higher up so eventually people can go on freeways if they need to. Like, just walk up there. They also tell them to park their cars on the freeway. So that's why I say it's a lot of prevention going on down here.
Most of the time, an earthquake out here will give you a mad shake for about 10 seconds, and then it'll be over. You know, but you know when that motherfucker coming, though. And then we got the earthquake alarms, right? To where your phone will start going off and letting you know it's an earthquake coming. So that prepare you to do whatever you got to do. But the motherfuckers don't last that long. They don't last that long. It'll be about 10 seconds sometime, maybe less than that. So it'll rattle your motherfucking ass, but it ain't getting ready to be like... Like I say, it ain't like the earth is opening up and you're going to fall down in a big-ass hole or nigga,
right.
your whole house going to fall on your head type of shit. Nah, it ain't like that. I'd rather deal with that than y'all knowing that a goddamn big-ass tornado or a hurricane or something is coming. Fuck that. Mm-hmm.
See, the thing about that is when I be seeing them, because I watch the radar, and so I be seeing the radar, and I be looking at them go towards New Orleans, and just to be honest with you, I would rather it hit Houston than it go to Louisiana because it's not built for that, especially not New Orleans. New Orleans is like a bowl. You go down into the city, you know what I'm saying? And Houston is flat. But, like I said, it's a lot of structural buildings and stuff that you can do. And also the way that it's built, like if it's coming from the outside, by the time it gets to the inside, it's usually not going to be that like that. I mean, you got some motherfuckers like Harvey and all that shit, but that don't happen all the time. Shit, we in the south. It ain't even been raining.
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in a land with the crimson blue. I can't do it. I can't. No, none of that. No fucking bugs. No motherfucking snakes. No, no. No.
Y'all ain't got snakes?
Huh?
Y'all ain't got snakes?
Yeah, snakes out here. I just haven't seen none, which is good.
I was about to say, you tripping. The snakes be wherever it's water at. I know y'all got some snakes.
We ain't got no goddamn water.
We don't either.
Yeah, he in the damn desert behind him. He is shit. If you see a sandstorm, shit, that's the only thing you're going to see to the end of the month. Shit,
right.
That's about it.
We ain't got no water. There ain't no water around here.
They said today
that
place in North Texas is going to, might run out, it's probably going to run out of water.
They ran out with Swiss Scratch at Lake Mead out there. They done ran out of water. They found another dead body.
Nigga, Lake Mead, nigga, do you know how many bodies they found in that motherfucker since the goddamn Lake Mead is dried up?
They found another one this week.
Oh, my God,
I heard three sets of people.
Them motherfuckers were throwing bodies in Lake Mead like a motherfucker. Now the water is receding. And they finding all these bodies that motherfuckers been in Lake Mead.
Well, the culprits better hope they dead because they got a way to get back on this shit these days.
The motherfuckers, Lake Mead is drying up and all the water is receding. And the motherfuckers finding a gang of bodies in Lake Mead.
Yeah.
That they didn't even know was there.
Yeah, they picked that man up to kill that girl back in 1980. Was 85, they picked him up, killed a girl on the military base. They used to walk by his house at the bus stop. They just picked him up out there in Vegas, in Nevada. They picked him up last week.
Yeah, I saw
that. Who put him in the lake?
Nigga, they were throwing bodies in fucking Lake Mead. Lake Mead is in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So the motherfuckers was killing motherfuckers and throwing them in Lake Mead. And nobody didn't know where these bodies was. Now, since the motherfucker, it's a drought, and a lake is starting to lose water, they starting to find all the bodies.
I need me a rain dance or something because this is getting ridiculous.
Them motherfuckers finding all them fucking bodies in Lake Mead. I'm like, oh, you fucking serious? You mean to tell me I could have threw some bodies in Lake Mead a long time ago? No, I'm just fucking with you.
That is very scary. I want to know who is the people. I'm going to have to go look at it again and see who all the people is.
Oh, my God. Come on, fuck. I could have did that shit long time ago. When the police get there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
You have a reason to stay now. You ain't got to run.
I'm about to turn my music. What? Today is Friday. I'm going to turn my music up loud. My wife is gone to my son's house. Oh, my God. I think I'm about to... I'm about to blast this shit like a party. And I ain't got to worry about her coming and saying, can you turn that music down a little bit? I ain't got to worry about that. I'm about to turn this shit up. 40% off of all beats. What's that? I'm about to turn this shit up like a motherfucker. Now, one, two, three. ain't gonna hang y'all up, but I'm about to hang up. Y'all motherfuckers can talk as long as y'all want to with the truth. I'm tearing y'all motherfucking ass off. But I'm about to
hang up.
Music. Okay. I love y'all. And I am out. Y'all stay here. I'm not gonna cut it off. I'm not cutting the shit off. But y'all keep on talking.
No, you straight. I'm going to call my auntie back.
All right, then, what's up? Y'all know where I'm at. Y'all call me on the other phone. You know what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, y'all know where you know. Y'all weekend.
All right, good night, y'all.
All right, good
night. Good night, y'all.
I had to find...